Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
The Greeks, for several hundred years before the birth of Christ, laid great stress on oratory. Most high school students probably remember Demosthenes, a great Greek orator and patriot. Tradition says that Demosthenes trained his voice so he could speak well by shouting above the ocean waves with his mouth full of pebbles. Many scholars consider Demosthenes' speech entitled On the Crown one of the most perfectly crafted speeches ever delivered. But Demosthenes was just one of the great orators Greece produced during the age of Pericles. All public speakers, including preachers of the gospel, should work at being the best of which they are capable. That would include the proper use of the King's English, using correct pronunciation and enunciation, and developing a voice that is not grating on the ears of an audience. We do not want our poor speech habits to detract from the greatest message in the world. But having said that, there is more to preaching than the items I have mentioned. A preacher may have a beautiful voice, nearly flawless pronunciation and enunciation and good English, but have little or nothing to say. In fact, he may use his great talent and learning to exalt himself or to entertain and not to serve and to worship the God of the Bible. In such cases, his oratorical skill may serve as a barrier to his leading people to Jesus Christ and to his church. The Apostle Paul was fully aware of the reputation of Greek orators. He knew some of the speakers were probably the best in the world. Paul may have even been a great speaker, although we have no way of proving or disproving that. Please listen to what Paul wrote to the Corinthians, most of whom were Greeks. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. 1 Corinthians 2:1. In verse 2 of this great chapter, Paul tells the Corinthians how he came among them. But in verse 1, he tells them how he did not come. He made no attempt to impress the Corinthians with his excellency of speech or of wisdom. Does that mean Paul made no attempt to speak as effectively as he could? Was he sloppy and careless in his speech? The word translated excellency means rising above, preeminent. The Greek word is used only one other time in the New Testament where it is rendered authority, 1 Timothy 2:2. The verb form of the word is translated higher, better, which passes, and as supreme. What Paul says can hardly be misunderstood. When he visited Corinth, it was not to show the Greek or the Jewish citizens that he was a great speaker or a great scholar. Knowing Paul as we do from his writings, we are sure he did the very best he could. But his main goal was to teach the Corinthians about Jesus Christ and God's plan of salvation. If he had impressed them with his oratorical skill, but had failed to teach them that Christ is God manifest in the flesh, his mission to save souls would not have been realized. The Greeks, as all students of history know, were famous for their great wisdom. The wisdom of Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle is studied in all university departments of philosophy, education, religion, and history. They possessed what Paul calls the wisdom of the world, not the wisdom that comes from God. Even though Paul was almost certainly familiar with the Greek philosophers, he did not depend on their wisdom in his preaching at Corinth. He made no effort to show any superior human wisdom. He wanted men and women to honor and to follow the wisdom that comes from above. Paul affirms in 1 Corinthians 2 that he was not preaching the wisdom of the world or of the princes of the world that come to naught. 1 Corinthians 2:6. He declared unto them the testimony of God, the only message that could save the lost then and now. If you have not believed the gospel and obeyed it, will you not do it today? Thank you, and may God bless you.